What you're about to hear is part of the PodGods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Yeah, just do that.
About that, I don't know any of the actual words.
Just make something up.
Just make something up.
Yes.
Just, can I just do random noises?
Do what you want. Just make it up.
No, I like singing.
So?
That's all I was gonna do.
Do it. Don't take a spaghetti drink.
It's a nice drink.
It's a tasty beverage.
It's quite nice, actually. That was the last one I picked. I was like, well, fuck it, I'll see what that's like.
Honey Bombardier.
Yeah, that's...
Honey Bombardier.
Inspired by William Blake's Jerusalem. This is a lively, refreshing golden ale, alive with English passion.
Nice.
That's what that is. It's one of them.
It's
not a Spanish version, is it? Without words, that just sounded a little bit Spanish.
Spanish Tom Waits.
Yeah, one of them.
What would his name be?
Tomato Waiter.
Tomato Waiter.
That's all Italian, isn't it? They're not even real words. Tomato is. And waiter.
Tomato waiter. Okay.
Thank you. So much attention I'll pay to what I say.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, listening to It's Not Soccer. I'm Adam.
And I'm drinking. I'm Billy.
Yep. It's Not Soccer Podcast, part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
There's a collection.
Boom.
Yeah!
Okay.
Nice.
And now we're here for episode 11.
11.
Pretty exciting, Bill.
It is. Well, you know, I think I only made it to 18, 19 on the Oddcast, so... Catching up on that one already.
19, yeah. No, yeah. 20.
Was it 20?
It was 20, because we said, oh, 20. Here's the 20 more. Yeah. And then you never come back. I'm fucked off.
So legends are born, man.
I remember listening back. It's like, yeah, we did 20 episodes and we're going to come back again. It's like, nah, I'll come back.
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Let's do something else.
And then he was gone. And he was like, actually, I'll come back.
Yeah.
I was like, too late.
Yeah, too late.
Missed that train, motherfucker.
Yeah. We've got to go and do second rate shit now.
You calling this second rate?
Nah.
You think the listeners think this podcast is second rate? I think the listeners who like this show don't actually listen to the other stuff.
Do they actually listen? Do we have people listen, though?
Thousands.
No, we don't have
millions. In North Korea. But they're not allowed to give us numbers.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? They don't have download statistics in North Korea because it's all very hush-hush.
But yeah. They've got to keep it under wraps.
We're like piracy.
Do you reckon we're
like piracy in North Korea.
Yeah.
They illegally get us. On the streets, you got these North Koreans going, you want to buy a podcast? You want a podcast? It's Not Soccer. It's Not Soccer Podcast with Adam and Billy. Part of the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom!
I just see some little fucking...
People pay top Korean dollar.
Yeah, top Korean dollar for this. They are we do. On the black market, are we?
We're like the Gangnam Style of North Korea. We are North Korea's biggest export. No, import, not export, not from North Korea. We're their biggest import.
I think the more you try to convince me of this, the less I believe that we have people that listen.
Well, not just North Korea.
Okay.
Indonesia
as well, yeah, Vietnam.
Sadly, I've actually looked at some statistics and the downloads and whatever, and there has been some random countries.
Yeah.
Which is probably accidental.
Yeah.
And they probably accidentally clicked on a link because it took them to a porn site and then we're just there, a little thing at the bottom.
They're like, probably explicit.
Yeah, because yeah, it's got explicit. Like, oh,
yeah. Oh, why is this, huh?
Audio pun? is it audio pun? And then it ends up going, hi, welcome to this Star Soccer podcast. Billy's got a story about poo in the show. So that, and they're like, oh. That's probably it, yeah. They're probably here.
Do you reckon they got off to that, though?
Maybe.
Could have been.
In them sort of countries.
Yeah.
What are you saying about them sort of countries? They're into that freaky shit. That might be. Billy's poo stories.
Not about me pooing, just the stories that involved poo. Other people's poo.
Not your poo.
Not my poo.
No. Because no one would hear about your poo. No,
do we want to talk about my poo?
Look at the way I'm holding the mic.
Yeah, you, Chris, it's like you're about to give it, put it in your mouth.
If you can see it, I'm like someone out of one of them like X Factor shows. I'm about to sing a song. You raise me up! I don't know how to hold it. If I hold it with one mic, then I feel like I'm, don't know what to do with the other hand. If I hold it two mics,
like, two mics.
I'm like Beyonce lip syncing at one of them Super Bowl things.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Beyonce lip syncs. Why? She can sing. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she had a baby.
Saving the voice.
Because she's had a baby and maybe she can't sing anymore.
Just save it for something more important. How many songs did she sing there?
Well, she's singing the national anthem.
Well, what? And she fucking didn't sing it live. Mm. Did her titty pop out like Janet Jackson?
A titty fell out.
She
that
sung live.
Is a titty.
I think that's why people forgave her. She probably sung. I was like, oh, I don't care if your boob fell out and you had a ring on it conveniently. Like, did you have one on the other boobs? Like, no.
Oh, right.
Why did that one not fall out?
She did. They said, oh, wardrobe malfunction. Yeah, all right. That's Justin Timberlake pulled that off perfectly. Mm. Otherwise, why did she not, like, slap him?
Yeah.
What are you fucking doing, JT?
She's like, yeah, get it out. Go on, get it out.
He goes, I wanna rock your body. Get your tit out. So, yeah, it's not a soccer podcast. Yeah. North Korean's biggest export. Import.
Import.
Imagine if we were from North Korea. Get called back. We escaped when we were, like, two or something.
You kind of look, you could have been like a bit Korean, especially when you was younger.
I did a little squinty eyes. Yeah. Not saying like, that's not a racist thing, I'm just saying though. My eyes are very closed sometimes, especially when it's bright outside.
I think when you're talking about your eyes and you're describing them, they go even more so.
It's like I'm always thinking.
You're concentrating on it.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
I'm thinking now. And then when I think I go a little bit
weird. Chinese.
I'm not yellow though.
No, you're not.
See, I mean, I haven't got that colour skin. I'm very pale. So I'd be like an albino.
Yeah.
North Korean.
Mm. I think that's... Do you have to fill that out on all application forms and stuff when it says nationality? Do you say...
Albino.
Yeah.
Just cover it, albino.
I'm white Chinese.
White Chinese, yeah. Exactly. I don't even know where this conversation's going. It's probably non-PC and whatnot. It's not a soccer podcast with Adam and Billy, part of the podcast collection. Boom, part of the Podcods Network.
Here we are.
There is no boom to that.
No, not so for
this is the Podcods Network.
Yeah, did I have a little noise or word?
Should we make one up?
What for Podcods?
Podcods Network.
That was like tubes. I could see tubes doing that.
Yeah. It was tubes.
Tubes from Soccer AM.
Oh, right, the show that nobody watches.
Yeah.
We watch it, I watch it, I love Soccer AM.
For everyone.
Do you get the end when people sit there and you go, oh, Soccer AM's amazing? People are like, ain't the same since Lovejoy left.
Well, you know, get you over know, it.
He left fucking 7 years ago.
Yeah. I imagine the people say that about the podcast.
Yeah, ain't the same since Billy left.
Like, it's better.
Oh, the fucking 20 episodes with a poor mic. Exactly. I still think people don't listen to the podcast or are still wary of listening to my stuff because of the bad sound quality from the beginning.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
Exactly, I did. I have fucked them. Yeah. All of them. All three of them.
All of them. They all took it. They all liked it.
Yeah. One of them was my mum, though, so that was a bit weird.
Oh.
Ah, oh, motherfucker.
That's on internet history.
That's dirty shit right there, isn't it? Good, Bill. You had a good week? There's lots of snow. Lots of ice.
Yeah, fucking loads of it.
Like we're living in Narnia.
Right, though.
Huh? Living in Narnia.
We are.
I saw a couple of, like, dwarves outside.
Yeah, dwarves. See some goat men.
Goat men. Yeah, Mr. Tumnus.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
The little
he wasn't a goat. He's got, like, some kind of crippling disease and just walks like a goat.
Yeah.
So it's not funny, really.
Poor little sod. He had wooden legs. He ain't got no
he
legs.
He ain't got no proper legs. But, yeah, how'd you enjoy snow? Did you go and build a snowman?
No, I hate snow.
Why do you hate snow?
It just disturbs everything.
Snow rate me once.
Everything just stops. if it comes to a standstill. I can't walk down the street like they don't. None of these. I feel like I'm fucking moaning. You know, when you're younger, you sort of enjoy all of this shit. Hang on, we've got someone at the door.
At the door's like, no,
someone's
party.
At the door. Should we go and see who's at the door? Joe's going to see who's at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mouse. Mouse is in the house.
Hey Mouse?
There, Mouse. Welcome to the podcast.
Broadcasting to the nation.
Yeah, if it comes to a standstill. You know, I'm moaning, but none of the streets around our way get gritted.
No.
You know, so I try to walk to the shop, and it takes fucking ages, because I'm going to fall over. It's quite embarrassing if you fall over in public.
It is, because you don't know whether to laugh or pretend that you really hurt, like Family Guy. Yeah. Ah! Ah!
That's a great scene. He likes to get a little fart noise at the end.
It's a nice way of ending it.
Yeah.
But you know when people are going to help you, because if people are laughing at you and you laugh with them, then you just laugh it off.
Yeah.
But if you actually hurt,
you just got to get up
and don't
laugh.
You just, like, I think when you fall over, there's a 3 second time limit, right? In them 3 seconds, you need to decide.
What are you going to do? You're going to cry?
Whether you're going to cry.
Do you want sympathy?
Get angry.
Yeah.
Or laugh.
You've got to laugh.
And you need to judge that environment.
Because
you start laughing, and there's people around there that don't find it funny.
Yeah.
They're just going to look at you like you're even weirder.
Yeah.
You just fell over. But if you start crying, and the people around you are pissing themselves laughing, they're just going to laugh even more.
Yeah.
You need to judge that.
You've got to do that. It was 2 weeks ago I done it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told you, if I spoke about this on another podcast.
We haven't done a podcast since Christmas.
Okay, so we haven't spoken about it.
Yeah, and you didn't talk about it in MovieCon because we were talking about Die Hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to deliver a parcel on the high street. And I've gone, picked the parcel up, and it's, you know, it's light enough to hold in one arm, one hand. So I've gone running, like, this. All the traffic's sitting there. Obviously runs through the high street. All the cars are just sitting there, can't move anywhere because obviously there's so many of them, there's a bit of a build-up. And I've gone running up the high street, and I've run across this bit of mud that was, you know, around the base of this tree. And both of my legs just went from underneath me. I went fucking flying, seriously, both feet come off the ground. I went flying the parcel, hit the fence, nearly went in like the church, bloody, like a graveyard. And I fucking hit the deck, landed on my knee, and I've hit. Straight away, I was like, you've got to laugh. So I got up, picked up the parcel, started laughing. I've had a look in the car. First car I look in, there's two young girls sitting in it.
Pissing themselves laughing?
Well, they were looking. They had a little like, face on them. I'm like, oh, shit. But then I was laughing. I looked at them, started laughing.
3 second rule.
Yeah, and then I carried on running.
Yeah.
And ran straight into the shop and waited in there till all the traffic moved.
They were disgusting themselves. They're like, what do we do? Do we laugh? Do we cry?
Yeah.
That's the point of laugh. Do they sit there? Do they start crying with you?
Yeah.
You fall over, start hitting yourself, and they go, no, he's hurt!
He's hurt! I feel sorry for the people that see it as well, because they've got to react how the person reacts, you know? And if you can't help it but laugh. So if you laugh, someone falls over, and they get up and start crying, you're just like, oh, shit. Come on, man. Fucking man up.
Hey! Bell!
Yes, man.
Are you still there?
Yes. Yes, okay. Still there.
We're a sports podcast. Kind of.
Really?
Maybe.
Yep. Yeah, we are. We cover a bit of sports and
public
accidents.
People listen to us because they want to know what's going on in the sports world.
Yeah.
But they don't want to look on the websites, which is all statistics and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's in America, all their sports have fucking statistics.
They analyse everything. Every single thing is so in-depth. There's some programmes like on ESPN where they'll talk about the trajectory of a baseball, you know, once it comes off.
As if the baseball's a real person.
Yeah, how it changes shape and all of this. Yeah, okay, it's pretty interesting, but I could have carried on with my life with not knowing that.
It's got a 68% batting range from this distance and this weather and this time of day, and the way it does, it got to 3/3 of this, 42 inches after 25th runs and 70 runs of the other game. What?
Did he get around the track?
Did he hit the ball?
Yeah.
He hit the ball. Okay. How many times has he hit the ball this season?
Yeah, 7. Oh, seven. Right.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. Don't fucking go too deep. Just skim it.
It's like football in this country. It's be like, oh, Wayne Rooney, he's got a 62% chance of tripping over the ball when he gets the ball, when he runs over a little pane of glass, and he's over here, blah, 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 blah. Did he score? Yeah, that's what he did that.
Yeah, yeah. Did he put it in the net? He took 7 touches before he had a shot, and he took 3 touches before he had another shot, which averages his touches 3.5. And couldn't care less, mate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, speaking of American sports,
yeah,
you're a big fan of the NBA, aren't you, Bill?
It's yeah.
Out of all the American sports out there,
best that is. And I think I haven't lost my buzz for football, but after watching like a bit of basketball, the game, the tempo of the game is just fucking so exciting.
Yeah, but we discussed it before. It's just like I gotta go and score, you go and score.
Ah,
I'll go and score, then you go and score.
Yeah,
and then I'm gonna miss, then you go and score.
Oh,
then I'm gonna score and you're gonna miss.
Yeah. But that's the thing. And
it's like, right, we've got 2 seconds left of the game. Time out! Last 3 minutes.
Yeah. That's right, the last minute in a basketball match can last 10 minutes. Because
how? Doesn't make any sense.
Time outs, you know, that's where all the tactics come in. And it's fucking brilliant. If
there's 3 minutes on the clock, so you've got 3 hours left.
Yeah, it can go on. But I think that just adds more to the excitement. Okay, you get interruptions, but I think this is why, if I watch a basketball match, I'll have to watch it, recorded. Just so I can skip the ad breaks during timeouts and stuff, and I can just watch the game and it'll flow. And when you watch it like that, it's quite.
That's a beauty of a football game.
Yeah. It just flows. And it's there.
It's 90 minutes.
Yep.
With a 15-minute interval in between.
And that's the only time you get. Yeah. Then 45 minutes is just.
So in America, when they're watching a game of American football where it's like, I don't know, what, 20 minutes each?
Yeah.
Each period? Whatever,
15 minutes or 12?
I can't remember. I think it's 20 minutes each quarter.
I don't think it's 20 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes then.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Let us know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
someone that's not been watching it.
We didn't look it up. Yeah, that can last like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because it keeps stopping and starting, stopping and starting, stopping and starting.
Yep.
Football, you know you can be in and out in 2 hours.
Yeah.
If I would go down a pub, the game starts at 4, but getting out at 3:30, I could be home by 6. Unlikely.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the pub.
Yeah.
But still.
It depends on if there's another game.
I think that's the thing, though. I think that's the thing about US sports. They're kind of, they're like a show.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a whole spectacle. This is what I said about, I think it was when Huey was on one episode, he was talking about American football. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if he said he liked American football or not, but he was like, he takes too long. And I'm like, but then it's a drinking game. Mm. You can sit there for like 3-4 hours with your mates and just keep drinking.
Yeah, it's
and
like
watching
about 4
it
hours long,
and,
isn't it?
And enjoy it. And it can still get to the last, like you said, you can be 10 points down with 2 minutes to go and still win.
That's what I mean about the tactics. You know, the players can be great, but, you know, it's where the managers come in or the coaches come in and...
coaches.
Their little plays and stuff like that they do. And, yeah, a team could be down by 3 points and then they're like, right, we've got 10 seconds here to get this shot away. This is going to be our 3-point play. And when you see it, boom, and it goes into overtime, Geezer drops it down. It's my little, I can't stop saying that when it fucking
drops it down.
Yeah, drops it down.
Is that your new word?
No, I just tend to, when the Olympics were on, I was sitting in the pub.
Drop it down! It.
Yeah, I was in the pub, and that's all I kept shouting.
Drop it down!
Decent, yeah, not a 3-point or something. I was like, fucking going mad.
Even when you're watching Olympic swimming. Drop it down!
Yeah, drop it down! Yeah.
Cut the shit.
Yeah. Don't say it to weightlifters.
Drop it down! No!
No! What are you listening to me for?
Or volleyball.
Yeah, pick it up!
Imagine you in the crowd watching the one weightlifting. Drop it down! Okay. Fucking land their fucking head or something. Fucking prolapse. It's too much straining.
Yeah, don't listen to me.
But who's the best NBA team out there then that you think? The ones you enjoy watching the most?
There's a good game on this Sunday, which will be the Heat against the Celtics. Spurs, they've got a pretty good team as well.
Thunder
have got a good team. Knicks have. I don't think I watch it enough to be able to say this for me, like that's the best team or they're the best team.
No, who's your favourite?
My favourite team.
What team do you follow?
I'll say a team, when I first started watching it was when the Mavericks won the, the East v West.
I remember the Mavericks used to be shit.
Yeah, they've got
back in the day when Chicago used to be like the Bulls used to be the fucking all-stars.
Yeah. Who was back then? That was
Jordan, Pippin, Rodman. And then I think that's as far as it goes.
See what, when everyone talks to someone about that, you're like, yeah, we list them three players. Yeah. Like, don't know, the other two on the court were, and there was another five players that were
Shaq was in someone, Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, he was there somewhere. Actually got a couple of basketball pictures up in
the living room.
We did think that that
I don't even know who that motherfucker is. So he plays for the Portland Trail Blazers. No one plays for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Blazers. I think that's why we have that one up. We
did. No one knows who they are. Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, I think that team folded.
I remember we used to play NBA 98 on the PlayStation. Right?
Yep.
And you used to pick your teams. And it used to always be Chicago Bulls. Because it used to be Jordan, Rodman, Pippen. That was it. And you used to make your own players, so you used to be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, and you'd be 9 foot tall.
Yeah, 9 foot tall, black. Yeah. Exactly, fastest motherfucker in the world. And you'd be like, and then you'd be like, who else are you going to play? I'm going to play the Portland Trailblazers because they're shit.
Yeah, you're
right. They had one star. So when you're playing PlayStation NBA 98, you're fucking like, yeah, boy! Fucking 302-0. Or to three, you let him get one. You know what I mean? 1-3.
No, I've got one up there. And it's like NBA 2011. Okay, so it's a couple of
Jordan
years
in
old
it?
Now. It's Jordan-endorsed game. So you've got the Jordan all-star team. So that's what I do. When I play, I'm the all-star team.
Who's the all-star team? Jordan, Pippen, Rodman.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah, you always obviously got like the best ones in there. And yeah, exactly the same as you. I play against them or the New Orleans Hornets or something like that.
The
Jordan team would be rated at 98. Okay, so they're a great team, or 99, you know, they're the best team. And then, yeah, you go and pick a team that's 61. I'm shit at the game. I try and play it. I can drop it down a couple of shots.
Yeah.
But it's so technical that you could give away so many different sorts of fouls and stuff like that. And I can't work it out.
I'd rather go and play basketball than have to press buttons to play basketball.
Would you really?
Well, I'd rather.
Oh.
Doesn't say I'm gonna. I'd rather.
I'm not going to do either or, but if I'm, you know, if I had a knife at my throat,
you either press these buttons and make it all technical, or you go and play basketball. I'd be like, I'll go and play basketball. I said, you're going to do it? No. I thought it was a hypothetical situation.
Yeah, but it's not. There's a basketball net down the road. We're not going to go and play.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. Who's this?
Yeah, Lance Armstrong.
Who's he? Who's Lance Armstrong? Doesn't sound like a sporting hero to me.
Everybody's tutting.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong.
But do you think that with Lance Armstrong was the same as all of this shit about Jimmy Savile now that's come out?
Lance Armstrong didn't touch kids, Bill.
No, he didn't, right? But, you know, with regards to everyone else surrounding it, everyone surrounding, like, the whole situation... Kind of knew.
Oh, well, I see what you mean. Like, people knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
But no one bothered to tell
anybody. Mm-hmm.
Kept it under hush-hush.
Yeah.
What did he do? What exactly did he do? What did he take?
I have not got a clue. It wasn't some sort of, like, steroids, but, I mean, I don't know if the same drugs... He was using the same drugs to get through his cancer or something like that, but... it's just like performance-enhancing drugs, you know. They give you a lot more energy, and you know your body can
make you stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just running off the energy that you have already, this, you know, you're burning off energy that isn't even there. You know, so it's like having nitrous in a car. You know, giving that extra boost coming from somewhere else
before every race.
Yeah,
he was just having Lucozade. He was having Lucozade and cocaine.
I don't think it was cocaine.
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, performance-enhancing drugs. But to be honest, I'd say there's loads of fucking drugs out there that'd be performance-enhancing. There's coke, MDMA, all of them sorts of things, ecstasy.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, do a pill, go ride a bike. You'd be going for fucking days. Shit, man. Like, Bill, where are you? Like, I don't know, man, I'm somewhere at the other side of Brussels. Yeah. Fuck. You've been gone 20 minutes, man. I drove really, really fast.
How did you get across the fucking channel?
I swam with a bike on my back. Fuck.
I was going so fucking fast.
I just skimmed the top of the wall.
Skimmed across the fucking channel. I went all the way from fucking Portsmouth. So, Lance Armstrong, though, what the fuck, man? The guy used to be people's heroes. Now he's like the fucking villain.
I think, though, in his own mind, he was never really... people's heroes, because he knew, you know, He knew what he was doing.
If only they knew. Yeah. Do you think that's why he felt so guilty? It was why he put so much money into charity.
Yeah. No, I think that was just another way. Maybe of making himself feel better, but another way of stopping the inquiries and stuff like that. You know, people just being like, "Oh, right, he's been donating this and that. He's been through he's had his illnesses and stuff and." Yeah, just sort of, it's sort of like a simple thing. Leave him alone. Look, he's giving something back. No, he's not giving something back. He's buying people. He's buying people to keep it all quiet.
He is a bit like Jimmy Savile.
He's exactly like Jimmy Savile.
Just without the whole giddy fiddling stuff.
Yeah.
It's not as dark as a Jimmy Savile situation, but it's very similar. Like, people knew.
Yeah.
No one said anything.
Well, people were saying stuff.
But no one was listening. Yeah.
Do you know, someone tried to, come out about it and say, like, I think it was one of the testers, and they was like, look, I know about his secret, it's going to come out, and he sued that person.
Lance Armstrong, what you did last summer.
He sued him, saying, you know, you're out of order. Did he win? You know, he did.
So then he should give that money back?
He's got to give everything back. Everything, all of his Nike endorsements and, everything that he's, like, his sponsors and stuff like that. He's got to give back. He's got his shop. I don't know exactly where he's from, but he's got his own cycling shop in his hometown. And up on the wall, he's got his 7 yellow jerseys from
Tour de France.
All 7 of them are up on there, all framed up in his shop. What's going to go happen with him?
Burn them.
They can't be given to someone else.
No one gives a shit. No one cares.
I think everyone's just more.
They just become jerseys now. They're not important. Yeah.
No, they have no significance.
Just give back to him. So
yeah. There you go. Governing body, you can have this.
Yeah, have these. Sell this on eBay.
Yeah.
Post these.
Sell this on eBay.
Yeah, post a picture of you holding this up on eBay, but have yourself in the background with your pants off. Yeah. Just like that woman did. Did you see that picture?
No.
There's a woman on eBay. Yeah. She put a dress up, hung it up on a wardrobe, and took a picture. But obviously there's a mirror right next to her, so the mirror was like reflecting back the image of her. Holding the camera up, taking his picture, but she had no bottoms on, so you could see her fanny. She posted it on eBay and didn't notice until somebody pointed it out, and then she took it down. But by that time, someone had already taken that picture and viraled it.
Shit!
But she had a good sense of humour about it. She posted a second one with a pair of trousers on, saying second try, and laughed about it. And then
Do you think she kind of knew about it?
No, she. I don't think she did. I think she took it with her phone, did it all by her phone, and you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when she noticed about it, she laughed about it. They all, like, loads of papers got hold of her and started talking to her, and she was like, she did the right thing.
Yeah.
She didn't go into hiding about it, make herself, she laughed about it. She said, oh, I'm sorry. She went, I didn't mean to offend anyone. And then the people then kind of go, oh, it's not as funny now. We can look at it, nice.
Did you know about these women that have... It's nice.
I think I did see a picture
of it on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. She should do it more often.
Yeah, do you think?
I'd buy that dress just to see her. Oh, I'll come and collect it.
He's right.
I'll come and collect it.
But we could do... What does the girl do? Does anyone know anything about the girl? Does she...
She's a stripper. No, she...
No.
I think she just works in a shop.
Right, okay, because you know about women like Jodie Marsh, Pamela Anderson, fucking Paris Hilton and stuff.
I've got a soft spot for Jodie Marsh at the moment. Yeah.
They all bring these videos out. Sex videos.
I've never seen Jodie Marsh's sex video.
You haven't?
No.
There's one out there.
Is there?
Yep. Jordan, you know, they've all got these videos. It's all to promote something. Yeah, they're being told by their agents, do this and do that. This girl, she could be doing something. She could be trying to promote, say, her name's out there.
On eBay.
Me and you, I want to promote the podcast. I'm going to go and take a picture of me and my cock out. No one's going to look at that.
Instagram that shit. Are they? Instagram it. Instacock.
Instacock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll put it on my profile. And I'll, I could put it through it, through my Instagram, but then I'll put it in, like a lens, so it's all smeared around the edge, so you can't see my face. And I'll be like, yes, I've got a picture of a man with his dick out on my Instagram. But you can't tell that it's me. I've just told everyone, haven't I?
I make me fucking cry. No, I've got a fucking soft spot for Jodie Marsh at the moment.
I was following her on Twitter. I stopped following her because all I see is Semtex.
Yeah, I'm tempted to buy it. Just so
yeah?
Yeah, because I don't like her at the moment.
Yeah?
I did like her at first. And then she went, I didn't like it at first because she was a bit pointless. She didn't do nothing, and I got a bit annoyed. Yeah. And then obviously, she started doing the bodybuilding thing, and she's at a level now which I find sexy. That athletic kind of build that she's at. She's not too big. I said it before. She's not too big. She's at the point where it's acceptable. It's like, yeah, that's pretty fit. Remember, like when we used to watch Gladiators, and the women on the Gladiators were really kind of like not built, but they were athletic and pretty damn tidy. Yeah, that's what I think Jodie Marsh. She's got the big bright red hair at the moment.
Yep.
I love that. I think that's awesome.
Big bright big hair. It is big hair.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I don't
bright
like
red
is
bright red.
The unnecessary amount of makeup.
I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I'm all for women who want to wear
big fake eyelashes and shit.
Yeah, but they don't wear it all the time.
Yeah,
so it doesn't bother me.
Imagine she'd be quite an attractive girl without it all, but. Yeah, I remember I one night, this is why I've got this sort of hate for so much makeup. I was out one night, got pretty drunk, and met this girl. We had a bit of a smooch, well, I had a few kisses and stuff, and then was on the walk, steady, on the walk home, we're walking back, I've got my arm around her, and she's like, said goodbye, and I woke up like the next morning. And I picked up my t-shirt. It was a white t-shirt, and the whole of my shoulder, all round the top of my shoulder, around my armpit, around my arm, down to my elbow. I don't know. I must have been strangling the girl, right? But
maybe you were.
Yeah, but it was just caked in
Lance Armstrong's
foundation, whatever it is, foundation. It just caked in fucking makeup. Yeah. I that was the first time I ever wore that t-shirt, and it was the last time I wore it because
couldn't
get
it makeup
fucked.
Out.
So that's why
and
I've
the
got
blood and the semen.
Yeah.
Do you think, right, that footballers are role models?
Yeah.
To
in the
youth
eye
of today.
Yeah. Well, they need to be. They do need to be. I'm not saying they are. I don't think they...
Well, not even footballers, just sports stars in general.
Really. I think a lot of them just do stuff because they have to, and they're being told by the club, you've got to go to this charity thing, you've got to go and see these kids and put your face out
there. Their own back, shouldn't they, really?
Sorry?
They should do it after their own back.
Yeah, they should. They should. You know, they've got a lot of spare time on their hands, they've got a lot of cash.
You think because they've got a lot of money, do you think it means that sports stars should automatically do charity work?
Yeah, give stuff back. You know, they're being paid well by a sport, you know, saying that they love. Okay, you know, there's not a lot of people that do these sorts of jobs where you grow up, you know, idolising all these big players and stuff like that and being like, I want to do this, this is what I want to do. You know, it's just a hobby at first. Mm. But if you're given a chance to go and play it, you know, and you're getting paid good money to do that, you're living a great lifestyle, unless you're a gambler, Shittu, Chopra.
Robert Green,
Everington, you know, unless, you know,
he was naming football players that had gambling addictions, he didn't just start naming people.
Yeah.
he wasn't playing fucking bingo or something. People were listening going, what's he naming these people for? Yeah. What the fuck's that?
They're not even real people. Daddy Shittu. Who's gonna have a fucking name like that?
Shittu!
Yeah. So yeah, I think they should just give something back. You know, a lot of them do, but, you know, I think it's because I think they're being told that, you know, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know?
So do you think it's acceptable for football players to go and kick ball boys?
That ball boy, yes.
Explain the story, Bill, to anybody who hasn't heard.
Right, okay.
In English football.
Football. There was the second leg of the Carling Cup semi-final. Capital One Cup. Fucking thing changed every year.
It's a cup competition.
That's how shit it is. And, yeah, it was the second leg. Chelsea are 2-0 down. They've gone to Swansea. And obviously Swansea being 2-0 up, they want to, yeah, man. If you're going to put your bets on. Yeah.
Oh,
you got any?
Yeah,
the couple of gamblers.
Chopra.
Couple of gamblers. Everton. Got any hot tips?
Shittu.
Any hot tips? Brighton to beat Arsenal.
Go on, Brighton.
Okay. Yeah, is that what you're going for? Okay, there we go. Bolton to beat Everton.
If you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's all vlogged out now on the podcast, so. And when we do the next one, we'll be like, wow, well.
All our fans in North Korea are going to be expecting Brighton to beat Arsenal.
All the Indonesians now
are going to be waiting for these results next week.
We're going to give your address away as well. You're going to have loads of little Chinese people knocking on your door.
North Korean building, not Chinese and North Korea.
They all look the same.
They all look the same. That's racist.
There's probably some things you shouldn't say. That's one of them.
I don't know. Well, I don't even know what North Koreans look like. They've never showed their faces, have they? I've never seen them.
They're not fucking burkas.
No, not like that. They never come out. They don't turn up. They never go on holiday. They go on holiday to North Korea.
Yeah.
They make a little place. They're like they live village. The Truman Show. People in North Korea live in like the Truman Show.
Shit.
You know what I mean? They think they've gone to England, and all they've done is just made up a little tiny thing like an Epcot in Disneyland, and they've called it England Town.
England Town.
And they just go, well, I got to England Town. Whoop, England Town.
whoop,
England Town. And they go there, and they have, I have a fresh air chef, please. Fresh air chefs and mush air pears. And then they come home, and they say, oh, and then when you ask them, how long does it take to get to England? They're like, 20 minutes. That's it. That's what they think. North Korea thinks it's his own little world.
Yeah.
Apart from the ones that get us. They're like, where do these people come from?
Yeah. What are
podcast
you,
piracy, I tell you. That's what it is.
That's where
podcast
we come
from. Piracy. But anyway, ball boys.
Ball boys, yes. So, yeah, Chelsea are 2-0 down. A ball boy is someone that is required to stand next to the pitch, and as soon as the ball goes out of play, they have to throw the ball back on to keep the game flowing. You know, do it as quickly as possible. But these ball boys are instructed by their employers to
really,
yeah, definitely, of course, yeah. You see, Rafa Benitez
time wasting,
and in his interview afterwards, it was like, yeah, do you tell your ball boys, you know, to interrupt the game, and you know, hold on to the ball, and he smirked.
I can do a Rafa Benitez.
Go on in.
Torres is sucking my dick, and I am liking the. Yes, and I tell the ball boy to hold on to the balls, but I suck at the dick of Torres, and yes.
Oh, they suck each other's.
And Chelsea is a good team, and I'm loving it, and I used to manage Liverpool, but I won a Champions League with them, they got rid of me, and now I'm here with Chelsea, and they don't like me here either.
So
they can suck my dick.
So, your impression of Benitez just requires a lot of mumbling.
Talks about Torres. Go back and
he's
listen.
He cost £50 million. You talk about him a lot.
I swear he spent money at Liverpool to get Torres.
Yeah.
Because he feels like he owns that motherfucker. Mm. Always talking about him. Every single interview.
And he's his love child.
Torres is not even playing, right? Torres is not even in the team because he's got an illness. And then what they did the other day, Chelsea win fucking 5-0 or something. Talk about Benitez and what they say. So how did you think the game went?
Torres is at home. I sucked his dick too hard. And he's going to come and suck my dick. And Chelsea and how did Liverpool do?
I don't trust Rafa Benitez.
Well, he's only in there temporary, isn't he? So,
good.
He's got to do.
I don't even think he's a good manager. He looks like an accountant.
Thing is, what with managers, yeah.
No, do you know what he looks like? This is what Rafa Benitez looks like. He looks like a health and safety officer on a building site. Do you know what I mean? All you need to do is give him a hard hat, and a high vis, and put him on that touchline.
And safety goggles.
And that's what he is. He is a health and safety guy on a building site. That's what he looks like. And I think that's why people hate him. Because he's like,
because he doesn't look like a stereotypical coach or...
Don't touch Torres. He's sucking my dick. So I'm not even a fan of Torres anymore.
I don't think anyone has been for years. And I watching that game during the week, you know, he only had 7 minutes on the pitch, I think, you know, 7 to 10 minutes on the pitch. But his body language, he just... 7 to 10.
7 to 10 minutes!
7-10. 7-10. So yeah, you can tell by his body language, the way he just sort of trudges around a football pitch, you know, back in the day when he was at Liverpool, someone would give him the ball and he just oozed confidence and he would run at players.
Oozed
it, fucking confidence.
Oozing.
And he'd smash in so many goals, you know, he'd run at players and players, like defenders and that, didn't know how to deal with him because they were scared, they didn't know what he was going to do. And it was something simple like getting past the ball in the area, he'll take one touch which would open up the whole goal and then he'll just put the ball away. Now, if you watch him, it's almost as if he's questioning his moves because he's got other players in the team now
that he's required to feed, you know, other players that can score goals. So he's concentrating more on trying to get other people involved. Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to feed those people. It's like, he's not playing.
They're hobos. That's what they got.
He's playing football and he's like, what have I got to cook tonight? Yeah. What does Ramirez want for dinner?
Yeah.
He's like, what does Frank Lampard want? Pies.
Pies and mash.
Pies. Oh, I've got to feed his missus as well.
Yeah.
The plastic lady.
That's another thing. What about fucking Lampard? Has he found a new team yet?
No.
I don't know why they're getting rid of him. That's completely ridiculous.
He'll be at Spurs next year.
No, he won't.
AVB loves him.
No, he won't.
No, I think Frank Lampard will end up going abroad.
Yeah?
No, he's 34.
He could still do it at United. I'd like to see him go to United.
I don't think United would bother.
They would. I think Fergie's interested.
Man City?
Nah.
Just out of spite? Just to get him?
Nah.
He would more likely go to Spurs. Stay in London. Tottenham are a team on the up.
Yeah, but no.
We ain't going to go fucking West Ham.
Actually,
he's probably more likely to go back to West Ham because it's West Ham.
I would have him back. I know there was a big hate in it, but...
You would have him back. He's like, a you didn't like Joe player. Cole when Joe Cole left. Now he's back player. And now he's your favourite player again.
No. No one hated Joe Cole when he left.
Yeah, they did.
No, we didn't. There's two players that we hated when they left. Yeah? Jermaine Defoe. And Frank Lampard.
Jermaine Defoe never.
Yeah, Ferdinand.
The difference between Jermaine Defoe is that he didn't grow up in your academy properly. He was from Cholton. So he didn't. Whereas Joe Cole, Frank Lampard, Ferdinand were all part of your academy.
He was still our academy.
Yeah, but he wasn't there from the very, very beginning, whereas the others were.
A lot of players aren't there from the very, very beginning. Yeah, but
you look at the old generation. Enough. Man United, like Paul Scholes, Beckham, Giggs. Nicky Butt.
Yeah.
They were like through and through United youth all the way through. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jermaine Defoe wasn't really from your academy. He played for Cholton for a couple of years in their academy. Then
that was probably, yeah, and he probably joined West Ham when he was about 13, 14.
No, I think he joined when he was about 16.
Nah.
He must have. I think he joined when he was about 16.
He was younger than that.
He played a couple of years in your youth, then started playing for you when he was 18.
I'm going to Google that shit. We'll Google that shit.
But anyway, yeah.
Players, you know, clubs should set an example and stick by players. You know, they're quite easy to ban Hazard for kicking the ball from underneath.
Yeah, what did he do? We didn't even discuss what he did.
Yeah, we're getting distracted, didn't we? Chelsea are chasing the game 2-0 down. It was 78 minutes on the clock, you know, 12 minutes to go. Still 2-0 down. They hadn't created any chances, right? It was such a boring game. But you knew Swansea were going to stick to that game.
They
were 2-0 up there at home. They've just got to play an easy game, and Chelsea made it so easy for them. And, got to 78 minutes, and the ball's rolled out. Now, Hazard wants to get on with the game. They've got 12 minutes, or they're out of the final.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they've lost
the
game.
Keep the game going.
Yep.
This ain't fucking America.
It's eager.
This ain't time out, motherfuckers.
No, you don't get that, you know. Football's such a free-flowing game that if a team's on, you know, fucking on it, they want to keep that momentum going. And, yeah, so he's gone over to get the ball, and the ball boy has picked up the ball and then jumped on it.
He fell over.
Laid on it, on top of the ball. Just laid down.
You call that ball,
on
Mike.
Top of the ball.
You call right? that the ball?
No, but wouldn't give it up. So Hazard has got an arm on either side of him trying to pull it out. This kid won't get off of it. Right, so Hazard, I've seen the replay so many times from different angles, and even when he first done it, in that first instance we saw it, I knew that you could see the ball just popped out from underneath him. And that's what he done. He kicked the ball. This little kid had fucking tears in his eyes, holding his ribs. Dude, he looked like he was going to cry.
Going,
what a little bitch. Pickle don't know what you're doing.
There's a dog sitting next to me. Just give me a dirty look. What's up, Pick? What up, Picks? Say something. No?
You don't want to talk to people? Harry's just keeping himself to himself.
Your dog don't talk.
Yeah, so he's kicked the ball, and the ball's popped out from underneath him. The kid has, you know, if I was Hazard, and I'd seen the kid react like that, I would have thought to myself, I should have actually properly kicked him
in the face.
Give you something to fucking cry about.
If he'd known he was going to get fucking sent off and get a ban from the FA, I would have kicked him in the face.
It's cause and effect, right? It's that kid's fault. That player... isn't just going to kick
cause
him.
Cause and effect.
Right, that player isn't just going to kick him for no reason. Right, that kid has pissed him off, and that kid's dad, we spoke about it, is a shareholder in the club.
About 22%?
22% in the club. He's worth millions. Right, so this kid is wrapped in cotton wool. He's one of them right horrible little bastards. You are an horrible little fucking bastard.
My dad has got loads of money.
Yeah, you know he's fucking a little prick. So, he is. And you can tell his character, right? Now, everyone can like make an opinion and stuff like that, but when you see if one person is saying like that, you can just make your mind up on someone straight away.
He went on Twitter before the game
and he said
the best ball boy is back, the king of ball boys is back, because apparently he only did that because of the snow. A couple of the ball boys couldn't do it, so he was his last ever ball boy game.
Yeah,
because he's too old.
Yep.
And he said, there he goes, time for some time wasting, hashtag time wasting. So he set himself up, really.
Yeah, to go.
Didn't realise it was going to... Because, you know, a ball boy that usually does time waste, you don't notice.
Yeah.
Because they pretend they're trying to find the ball. They just take their time. But because he fell on the ball and got kicked, now they're like, you little prick, we're going to go to your Twitter.
Yeah. Well, he had 7,000 followers before that.
How has he got now?
About 85, 90,000.
Why are you going to follow him? Like, yeah. As if, like, he's going to have, say, anything interesting.
As soon as he writes a couple of things, he's going to lose.
Oh, people his followers, just but if they don't know, people forget they're following him. I forget I'm following half the people.
But I go through now, and if I see something, I'm like, I've probably only unfollowed about eight people, but I've just been like, yeah, you keep posting stuff about Jesus and God.
Why are you following people like that?
Well, that person come and followed me, so I'm like, okay, I'll follow you back. It's nothing personal. You've probably got a load of shit I ain't interested in.
I feel. Now that over time,
I've
learned who is worth following on Twitter and who isn't.
Is that why you stopped following me?
No, I'm following you. Last night I tweeted saying about 2 weeks ago about the Oscars and said, oh, it was probably one of the best years for the best film because it's so wide open. And I tweeted it, blah, blah, blah. And last night I got a tweet from someone who isn't following me, has only got 89 followers. And they were like, yeah, I agree. I've just finished watching this film at the Impossible or at the Wild something. He goes, have you heard of it? And I thought at first, oh, that's nice. Someone's just obviously found my tweet. And I clicked and I thought, hang on, let me click on how many tweets she sent. Yeah, the last 10 tweets before that were, yeah, I agree. Have you seen this film recently? I've just finished watching it. What do you think of it? I'm like, oh, okay, you're doing your advertisement spamming.
Yeah.
You don't want to chat. You don't want to talk to me. You're just using me. You're using me.
I've had a couple of random ones, a couple like that, and just ignore that shit.
Ignore that shit. Okay. FNL. What the fuck is FNL?
FNL.
It's the dyslexic NFL. NFL final, Super Bowl, New Orleans.
Yeah.
47, they had 47 Super Bowls, that doesn't sound right.
Well, America's only been around for
50 years.
Yeah.
They like to think they've been around a long time, but they ain't.
Here's your history book of America. It's 12 pages.
It's 12 pages long. And 10 pages of it is what happened last week. 10 pages all about JFK.
Yeah.
The other 2 pages about Lincoln.
Yeah, with no real outcome to it. Just, well, you know, we kind of... It's another Jimmy Savile thing. joke. Everyone kind of knows it's all fucking dodgy, but...
No one really bothers talking
about it. It's all hush-hush. We don't talk about that, okay?
Right,
you're being watched.
What are we going to do? There's an NFL game. Happening.
Yeah.
Keep going. All right. It's an American football game happening soon. The Super Bowl in New Orleans.
In New Orleans,
So it's going to be underwater.
Do you know anything about this?
It's Super Bowl polo.
Yeah.
You know, water
submarine
polo.
Football league.
Yeah. So I expect everyone to be having dinghies and shit. But it's in New Orleans. The home of
the Hornets.
New Orleans Hornets? That's
the basketball team.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's also the home of. Jazz music.
Jazz music.
And souls and blues and shit.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. That's what I was getting. Yeah. That's what I was
getting. You're pointing at me.
You're like, pull it! No, it's the home of the fucking blues and shit.
Yeah.
Nice. You're into the blues, aren't you?
I've been listening to a lot of blues. I wanted to go to a blues bar last night.
Big got the blues.
Yeah, downloaded quite a bit of it recently. Get right into it. Yeah, just have it.
Any recommendations for the listeners out there?
The most recent
go
one.
Go on iTunes and download some shit. What can I get?
The most recent one I bought was Tom Waits, only because someone suggested it to me at Christmas.
Tom Waits.
You know, talk to me, mate Reedy, and he's always telling me to.
What's he look like?
Reedy? He looks a little bit like Jesus.
He does, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah.
He never used to at school?
No, but he's got some hair.
He was
now.
Very regimental at school. Very short hair. Yeah. Clean shaven. Yep. Used to wear his little Ben Sherman shirts. Yeah. Tucked into his trousers.
Mm-hmm.
We all did. Cordials.
We all did.
Little brown shoes.
Little brown.
I bet you've never seen him wear this. He ain't listened to this, so you know. But yeah, then when I saw him out there, he looks a bit like, if anyone wants a picture of what our mate Reedy looks like, watch Sons of Anarchy and watch the blonde-haired guy in that, the main guy in that. That's what he looks like. Long hair, beard.
I don't think I've ever seen that part. That's about bikers, yeah?
Yeah, but if you watch Sons of Anarchy, you'll be like, oh! That's what he looks like, but he's smaller, because Reedy's not very tall, is he?
No. But yeah, he told me at Christmas, he gave me a few like recommendations, and I remember this advert come on a couple of nights ago. Heard the song, so I was like, right. Shazam that, okay? Everyone, if you've got an iPhone, you've got, or, you know, you can
Shaq.
Get apps. This probably.
That was a film with Shaq, wasn't it?
Yeah. Was he a Jizzle?
He was a Jizzle.
What the fuck?
He was a Jizzle.
Is that something that Snoop Dogg raps about? For Shizzle, my Jizzle.
Going down with Shaq and the Jizzle. In the house and the house and the Shizzle. Getting down with the motherfucking Bizzle.
Yeah,
he's
so.
Bizzle dead. What motherfucking Hizzle?
Yeah, so I Shazammed it. And, yeah, come up, Tom Waits. So I downloaded,
did you wait?
His album.
Did you?
Which was,
did you wait?
Did I wait? Yeah, I waited for it. Alright, so I downloaded, I had to wait for it, it takes a while to download.
Wait for Tom Waits.
So I downloaded his album, Rain Dogs.
Your dog's farted, it stinks.
No, that was Pickle. yeah, so he's, I downloaded Rain Dogs, and it's a little bit psychedelic. Compared to the other, blues that I've been listening to recently, I've, listened to some, Jimmy Reed. Or some Howling Wolf. Who else you got on there? Albert King.
Albert King?
Yeah, he's put on some good songs.
Is there Tom Waits a black guy?
No, he's white.
Oh, controversial.
He's white, yeah.
White? So, white boy taking over the blues!
I've pressed play here.
Bit like Elvis.
It's coming.
You got it going. Bit of Tom Waits. People probably know who Tom Waits is.
Yes, yeah, so I've been listening to a lot of blues recently. I went to the blues kitchen in Camden Town just before Christmas, and David Silver just had an effort off the post. Yeah, hope that's coming through. Yeah, I think that'd be quite good. I've just had a text message come through while I've looked at my phone. My football match has been called off tomorrow.
Your football match has been called off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Party tonight! Out tonight, Bill! Yeah, done! You're doing it now. That's it. That was like destiny. You got a text message.
I don't
think
I've got the money to go out drinking.
Well, just go and have a few.
I just spent £160 in Tesco's.
Well, that's your own fucking fault.
There's some good whiskey, though.
Yeah. I knew you'd bought it. You bought that this morning?
Yeah.
You mustn't know what fucking...
Alky. I'm buying beers
fucking
10 whiskey.
O'clock this morning. I'm just get some whiskey.
I think it was about 9:30. It was about quarter past 9 this morning.
Some bitch.
I was in Tesco's, yeah.
Give my whiskey, you some
Crazy
bitch.
Some bitch.
Yeah, you got to come out, man. Get some fucking Tom Waits going.
If they play it in there.
Yeah,
but
I do.
But, right, this is what happened. Right, I'm not going to shy away. I woke up this morning, I had a few puffs on a joint, and went to Tesco's. That's probably why I spent £178 in Tesco's. I bought, you know, my food and shit. But walking around listening to this album was just fucking trippy. I was really happy not to bump into someone that I know, but it was a little bit weird. Listening to a few of his psychedelic songs going on, yeah.
But this reminds like a Tarantino song.
Exactly, it's exactly what I said to Joe yesterday.
I feel like if I had Tarantino, I was walking through Tesco's.
Yeah,
I'd feel like I'd been Tarantino.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah. I like, that's exactly what I said to Joe yesterday. I was like, I said it's Pulp Fiction. I said it's like Tarantino fucking little sort of music. I was like, yeah. So I'm probably going to download some more of this. Try to find a particular song that we can have on in the background.
Tom Waits, motherfucker. Go to iTunes and download his shit. Support white boys doing the blues. I'm doing the blues. I'm a white boy with blonde hair. Long blonde hair, and I'm doing the blues. I've had a tough life. Yeah, I had my daddy's billionaire. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can sing some blues, man. I should, like, fucking learn a guitar and a harmonica or something. We're going to have you just singing over the top.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
What does Tom Waits look like? Has he got blonde hair?
He kind of looks like a bit of a hobo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tom Waits. How do you spell his name?
Tom. T-O-M.
How do you spell his name? Tom Waits.
Right. So, no. So you say, how do you spell it? Tom. You do know how to spell Tom.
T-O- no. Because
I don't have to spell that out.
I bet it's T-H-O-M.
No, he ain't German.
Tom!
Tom.
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 Tom Waits.
It's Thor's cousin.
Can you imagine a German thumb. Doing like a thumb?
Yeah, he ain't got a hammer, he got a big hammer, he's got a big thumb.
I've got a thumb width.
He's got a hammer thumb.
The hammer of thumb. Yeah, a bit of blues, motherfucker.
Thumb of hammer.
Chilling out, man.
Yeah, so, yeah. A little bit.
But yeah, so in the New Orleans.
This one's called.
What's it called, Bill?
Gun Street Girl.
Gun Street Girl, Gun Street Girl, I've been doing that Gun Street Girl. Going down the bar, about to give up, boom, got a Gun Street Girl.
You're good, man. You are good. I tell you what, your blues impression is better than your Bane impression.
Perhaps you're wondering why I'd shoot a man for throwing him out of a plane. Perhaps you're wondering why I'd shoot a man. Fire you for a metal plane. Take back your city. I'm Gotham's reckoning.
You got the Bane blues.
The Bane blues.
You got the Bane blues. But the lad's done well. They won 3-2. Pushed it up to second in the league. I think the other teams around us have got a few games on us, but I think we'll do well. I think we could push for a promotion. We've got a couple of games. We've got a quarter final coming up in a few weeks. So
go, Billy!
Yeah. So yeah, if we win our
Chelmer Wanderers,
well, yeah, Chelmer Wanderers. If we win our next two games, then we'll be in the final, I'll be playing against my cousin. He's a teamer in my
league.
It's
a family affair.
It is. Yeah, it is. And he's always, I talk to him every week. He always asks,
blood is thicker than water.
No,
so is milkshake.
Oh dear. You're on it, mate. You're on form. On form. I talk to Toby every week. He always asks how we got on at the weekend, how we played, and you know. And the good thing is as well is Toby is a striker. He plays up front, and I'm a defender.
Striker, but is he a striker spelled S T R Y K E R?
No, that's the name, isn't it?
Striker. that's what you call.
Why, Pete? Why, sorry, do you name your kid
striker? Like, what the fuck is that thing possessed?
Hey, what's your name? My name's Terry. Hey, I'm Dave. Hey, I'm Bobby.
I'm Striker!
Yeah, did you
where
say
do you play?
In goal. Oh, I don't play.
Oh, Stokers!
Offside. Shawcross, you're offside, mate. You're a defender. You should know about that line.
You got the Bean Blues.
But yeah, that's why, we played against Toby's team already this season. We lost 2-0.
Did you punch him at the end?
No, I didn't, but he should did score. It was, yeah, I should have...
Should have got a ball boy and kicked him or something.
Yeah, should have got a ball boy to kick him. No, I should have I should have defended a bit better. I'll take the blame. Probably take the blame for that guy.
Billy.
Cunt. I've literally just taken my fucking slippers off, right? Yeah. Put them on the floor.
Spilt beer,
straight on the fucking...
You know what that means, Bill?
The comfy slippers, though.
You know what that means?
Check them out. They're fucking special.
Yeah, but you know what that means now?
Spend a beer.
You'll go out tonight. Go for a few beers.
Why? Because I've messed my slippers.
Because you messed your slippers up.
Nah.
It's destiny. You know, destiny doesn't want you sitting at home on your own.
Yeah. Is that what destiny is saying?
They want you to go out tonight. You want to come out.
That's
celebrate
nice.
The birthday.
Yeah.
Of a lady.
Yep.
A mother.
A mother.
A lady mother.
A lady mother.
A lady mother.
You know.
A lady mother wife.
Yeah, well, that would... You
a
know.
Lady mother wife daughter.
Yeah.
A lady mother wife daughter or granddaughter. Lady mother wife.
It's a woman's birthday worker. Tonight. It's a lady's birthday this evening. You know what we were saying earlier about people over there analysing shit? Just get to the fucking point.
When did you talk about that?
Beginning of the podcast.
I can't even remember.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Been a while. This beer is nice. I like this one. Old Peculiar.
That's very beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. It's nice though.
Bill,
this
Bill,
is, this is what
Bill.
Our menu's been so far. Let, Bill. Me, quick, let me quickly say the beers we've had. We've had the Bombardier Burning Gold. That's what we started off with, mate. You know what?
And I
even knew that as well, and I still just looked up and Bombardier.
I have another Bombardier.
I said that in the pub actually. I was like, I'll have a Bombardier, please. And the girl behind the bar, she was probably about 21. She was like, yeah, Bombardier. It's like, yeah, great. That's what I think is. Like,
so you thought you said, Bombardier?
Yeah. Bombardier? I tend to.
I didn't know, bum no deer.
You invited me to some freaky shit?
Are you bumming some deers?
I sort of I pride myself on my spelling a little bit. I'm normally pretty good at spelling. Right?
Don't pride yourself on shit like that. It's one of them things, right? You only set yourself up to fail.
Right? Now I get sent text messages from people, and I look at it and I'm like,
"Shows you how it works."
Yeah, and I look at it. I look at it and I'm like, "Oh well, they've spelt that wrong," but I won't say anything, right? And I won't use that word again or whatever. Yeah, so I won't like correct their spelling. I sometimes get messages. And I've written it wrong, and I've sent it, and I've been like, "Dang, that's
written it wrong."
Yeah, spelt it wrong, written it wrong,
wrote it wrong,
wrote it wrong. What the fuck?
There you go. You didn't know
where I overanalyzing
no,
shit.
No, no, because I get picked up in my grammar.
What did I say? By who?
And my fucking everyone. Will
your grammar shit? Oh, right. So here we go. Now it's the buck's being passed on. You feel like because you get pestered about it, you need to pester.
No,
does it annoy you?
No, because I just don't attempt it. If I get it wrong, I get it wrong, and they go, "Oh, actually, I think you mean you are."
Sounds like you got a little chip on your shoulder.
But now I'm just like, no,
I didn't mean that.
And even if I did, I got it wrong, and I don't care.
You did.
And I don't think that's how you pronounce that. You're like, oh, you give a fuck. You sit there and fucking masturbate yourself with your little crap. Ah, it's not even a real word. Yeah. He cannot speak proper. You can't even say Twitter properly. You go Twitter. I go, Twitter. Well, yeah, mate, yeah.
It's, right, okay, so yeah, we went on to the Bombardier Burning Gold. And then
Bombardier.
A Reverend James, is that what it is?
Let me look.
The Rev James.
Yeah, the Rev James.
Which wasn't too bad either. I kind of enjoyed that.
Old Peculiar.
Old Peculiar. That's what we're drinking at the moment. That's quite a nice beer. It's darker. They're all completely different to each other, so I thought I'd mix it up a little bit. Try a little something new. And the old favourite to finish with, save the old speckled hen for last.
It's old. Got it's a bit speckled. Of a, yeah. And it's a fucking hen.
Yeah, got a bit of a soft spot for the old speckled hen.
We love the old speckled hen.
Yeah.
Billy.
Yes. Got my own little theme tune.
Super Bowl, right?
Yes. Oh, we're going back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we got the San Francisco 49ers. Booyah! Should be San Francisco 69ers, motherfucker. They missed a trick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? against the Baltimore. You want to guess what their second name is? Well, if you were Baltimore, right? Yeah, you got all these NFL teams. They got these team names and shit. You know, you got Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're called Colts. Maybe something to do with iron.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I picked up on it. That's weird. I picked up on it on the NBA app yesterday when I was looking at all the team names. And
it's obviously something with their state.
Spurs. Hornets.
Yeah. What the fuck's the Spurs got to do about San Antonio Spurs? Is it a Western thing? Is it Spurs on the back of your shoes?
Cowboys, isn't it?
You tell me, listen. Mm-hmm.
Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, that's obvious.
Yeah.
It's Miami.
Yes, Miami.
You got the Dolphins there. It's like the connection. You won't be called the Miami fucking Polar Bears.
No.
Because there's no Polar Bears.
Oh, hang on. What about the Toronto Raptors? What the fuck's that all about? They ain't got T-Rexes all over the shop.
Who knows? Maybe that's where the Raptors come from. Do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. You got the Vancouver Canucks. That's an NHL team. But Canucks is literally just another word for Canadians.
Bollocks.
Oh. So.
Oh, right.
You got the Toronto Maple Leafs, the baseball team.
The what?
Maple Leafs.
Oh, yeah, because that's the badge. Is it for Canada? Is that a maple leaf?
I don't think it's a badge.
No? What is the leaf just on the Canada badge?
There is no leaf on the Canada badge, is
it? Yeah.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Your girlfriend's dad lives in Canada.
Oh, I've been there a couple of times. I always forget.
Have you been there?
He is a Maple Leaf, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been Canada too. I've been Vancouver. I love Vancouver. Vancouver's fucking amazing.
But you didn't know that he had a leaf.
No, no, now you said it. Now you said it, I can picture it. Do you know what? When you said it, I was picturing a fucking...
What vegetable is on the French national flag?
Baguette.
That's a vegetable!
That's
a vegetable!
A vegetable!
I'm going to sleep.
No, what? It's an onion, isn't it? Or a garlic.
It's a garlic. What? A garlic. It's a garlic.
But can you imagine if teams in this country, like the all the football teams named, didn't have like Hotspurs and
but you're the Spurs.
No, but that's just weird though, isn't it? It's not, if they had it named after what their town or city is kind of famous for. Be like Manchester fucking riots.
Chelmsford City would just have like an emblem of Marconi.
Bradford Corner Shops.
Bradford Corner Shops.
See, I said it, I wasn't being PC then.
Yeah. What would Brighton have? The flag! It would be...
Brighton Baby Sham.
Yeah.
It'd be the Portsmouth Pirates.
Portsmouth Pirates.
See, that's a proper one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about Sheffield? It would be... Well,
Sheffield Iron of these. It'd be Sheffield Metalworks or Sheffield Metals.
Iron, that's what they're known for, you know.
Yeah.
What's Sheffield? What's the name of...
It'd be like Sheffield Steelers.
There you go. Sheffield Wednesday, the Owls.
Do you know why they're called Sheffield Wednesday?
No.
Because they used to be a bowls team, and they used to only play on a Wednesday. And they used to be a group in Sheffield, and only play on a Wednesday. And then what they did is they got together and said, oh, we want to go and play football. So they started playing football. But they called themselves Sheffield Wednesday, because they couldn't call themselves Sheffield United, because there already was a Sheffield United.
Uh-huh.
And they just kept a Wednesday, because they were a group that only met on a Wednesday. And then obviously it got bigger and bigger, and they didn't play on a Wednesday.
Do you think Sheffield United hated the fact that they've been going, that obviously that team must have been going before Sheffield Wednesday, and mm-hmm. Sheffield Wednesday are these days...
No, they're similar now.
Yeah.
They're in the same league.
Exactly, that's what I mean. You'd be like, well, we should be in a championship.
But they're poor up north, aren't they?
Yeah.
Killed that bit.
They kind of, well, shit costs less up there as well, you
okay,
know.
Well,
the minimum wage is less, but shit costs less as well. So
what,
it's almost like moving
Baltimore
to a different country.
Baltimore what? What are they going to be called? Baltimore what? Baltimore. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
What's Baltimore famous for? Bill?
Trees.
The Baltimore trees.
The Baltimore trees. The Baltimore fucking willows.
Baltimore.
Baltimore pine.
No, nothing to do with trees, Bill.
Right, okay. Is it something to do with alligators?
No. Why alligators?
Maybe.
That'd be more Orlando.
Yeah, it could be like, yeah, some...
The Orlando Gators.
Yeah. What about, Baltimore. That's North America, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Baltimore.
The Baltimore Rockies. Grizzlies.
No, they're called Baltimore Ravens. Raven's a big bird.
Ravens, they're a big bird. You got to justify their choice of names. It's a big bird.
It's a big bird.
It's a big bird.
Big ass motherfucking bird. But yeah, they're playing in the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Yep. So it's the 49ers against the Ravens.
Who are you picking? Come on, you pick one, I'll pick one.
Well, I'll go for the 49ers.
No, I wouldn't have thought. No,
bollocks, I've just picked them. You said you pick one, I'll pick one.
Right, I'll go for the Ravens then. I did want the New England Patriots to go through because
they're one of the bigger teams.
They lost to the Ravens.
Yeah.
To get to the final,
mm-hmm.
And I like New England because they're English.
When is
New England?
Of course. When is the Super Bowl kicking off?
I think it's the 3rd of Feb. It's next week, I think. And what we're going to do?
That will be
in a couple of weeks. We're going to do another. It's not soccer because we're keeping monthly.
Yeah.
The next one might come out before a month because we scheduled it out, probably, didn't we? So we're going to try and keep it like to a schedule.
Yep.
And I might get. My mate Dave. He's a massive NFL fan.
Is he?
Yeah, he loves it.
Want to get him involved?
Might get him involved via Google Hangout.
Yeah, cool.
For at least one bit.
Yeah. Is this a live thing we'll do? Or
we won't do it live, but we'll do it just with him.
That was 3-4 hours long last time.
Yeah, no, it won't be that. We'll do it on a Tuesday night, like we said, but mm-hmm. we'll do recording and then we jump on there and we get him to chat to us about the NFL, because then there'll be a winner then.
Yep.
We can see who won, the Ravens or the 49ers.
I don't know who's these. I don't recognise the names of these teams.
They're not massive teams.
No. They're
not like New York Giants,
no.
And Minnesota Vikings and teams that people know.
Dolphins and Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
teams like that. But yeah, I think apparently they're teams that deserve to be there.
Yeah. Well, you know, everyone deserves to be there if they're there. You know, sometimes people can be lucky, but I think in any sort of sports, sometimes an underdog or, you know, a lesser team will need a little bit of luck just to carry them through.
With a little bit of luck, you can make it through.
I don't think I could put Swansea in that bracket because I think they're there on their own merit.
Swansea in the NFL now? No, in the Capital One Cup.
Capital
One!
They stuck to their game. All right, they had a plan. They stuck to it, and they stuck to it fucking well. And Chelsea just made them look like fucking minnows. These are European champions. Got bossed.
It's time for Billy's story of the day. Billy story of the day. What's Billy been up to? What's Billy done? Let's all know.
We already had my story. I fell over in public.
Now, come on, Bill. Each episode is becoming a bit of a feature now.
Yeah.
People want to know what a story from your past.
Yeah, I think I'm probably definitely going to run out of stories.
You can make some up, no one can.
Yeah. I'll just start writing some.
It's only monthly. Yeah. You've got a month to fucking sort it out.
Yeah, so okay.
But come on, Bill. Right, this is the part of the show, and we're coming to the end.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show that everybody loves. People love this shit.
Yep.
People love your randomness, the fact you've lived.
We've all lived. I think, you know.
But you've lived a different way.
I've lived a different way, yeah.
You've lived in a way
stupid
that's involved tramp babies, which is still my favourite story of all time.
Do you like that story?
I love that story. I repeat that to everyone.
Yeah.
I said to my mum the other week, she was talking, and she's like, have you seen Bill recently? I said, I see him all the time. She said, okay. And I said, we were talking about him in Bulgaria, hugging a tramp baby. And she just looked at me and she went, Billy.
Yeah.
And there's like, no.
There's Billy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there you go. So, have you got there's anything? No. You got anything lined up?
No.
I've got. Yeah, of course I've got a little
story. So you bring out the Billy bag?
The Billy bag. So have a little rustle for you.
What's that dog doing? A dog thought someone knocked on the door, but it wasn't. Cause of... Oh, what's in the Billy bag? Oh,
let's have a look.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's not Haribo. You missed it. Well, okay. Now, when I was younger, I think I was 15. Right. When I was younger, we started off, we used to go to holidays when we was really young, because there's so many of us. We used to go on camping holidays and stuff like that. And as we got older, like my older brother and sister moved out, so they used to go on holiday with Nan and Grandad and stuff. So us, me, Joe and Vicky, Mum and Dad used to take us abroad. And one year, I was about 15, they took us to Mallorca, and what it was at that time, out in Spain, and the Canaries, it was, the drinking age was 16, so you only had to be 16 to drink, and you had to buy alcohol.
They're in them sort of countries, though, they're quite lenient, aren't they?
They're too lenient, right, which is, this is my story.
Before you say that, I remember when I went to Corfu, and I was 14, I had my 14th birthday, 1-4. 14 years old, right?
You got pissed.
Went to Corfu, and I remember, like, at the time, and even up until a week ago, I was like, yeah, it's fine, 14 years old. Now I'm at the age now where I'm thinking, fucking hell, I was 14 years old. I'd literally just turned 14 years old, and I was in clubs getting drunk.
Yeah, if you meet a lot of 14, you, well,
pretending to my mates when I got home that I'd had sex with somebody at 14.
Did ya?
Yeah, of course I did. Everyone did. Everyone fucking lied that they fucking had sex when they went out on holiday. Because no one was there. No one was there to fucking say you didn't.
I didn't lie about it.
You can sit there and say, oh, yeah, a lot of opportunity on holiday. A holiday romance.
What,
you just make someone up.
In between us.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone did. The people we hang around with, Bill, were fucking Billy Bullshitters. Right?
Yeah,
fucking lied about losing their virginity. We all know that half of them fucking didn't.
Yeah.
And
I think half of them, most of them did. It's just a fucking late bloomer.
Maybe. But at 14, 13, turning 14, I think is a bit young. And to talk about it, it was a bit like, yeah, of course you did, mate. Of course you did. But, 14 years old. But anyway.
I don't think he's really something to brag about.
I'm not bragging.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's fucking bad. I mean, I would have bragged about it 10 years ago. Be like, yeah, fucking, I was on the piss at 14, man. I'm a good drinker. But now I look back now, I literally had a moment the other night. I was sitting at home and Charlotte was talking. And she talked about one of our friend's young kids and saying that, you know, she's really young. She's 13, 14. I was like, bloody hell. And I was like, the way she's acting, she's so young. I was like, I was 14.
Yeah.
I was in Corfu getting drunk.
Yeah.
What were my parents fucking doing?
Well, hang on. We used to get your parents to buy us alcohol when we was 14, 15.
But we drank it in the house.
Yeah, we did.
They didn't want us to go out. So yeah. I understand that. The mentality of that was kind of like, wasn't illegal.
No, it wasn't.
Because it's not illegal to buy alcohol in the house and give it to children, give it to people under that age. It's not illegal.
If you're doing it out on the street.
If I was out in the street, well, you remember, she'd buy the stuff, wouldn't she? My mum or anyone, they'd buy the stuff, they'd put it in the house. And she did, the first thing she'd say was, don't go drinking it outside. Don't go walking around the streets with that.
Well, we didn't. We used to just sit in your house and get
drunk. Why would you go outside? The only reason you're out drinking is because you've had to go and get someone to go in the off licence to get your beer. You know I mean, why would we have to go outside? We didn't need to. We were in a house. We had TV. We were watching fucking MTV Bass.
It's all it.
And we were just getting drunk.
MTV Bass. Is that a music channel you'd listen to now?
No.
I know.
And we, you know,
fucking touch it. We used to listen to that. Used to Richard Blackwood used to listen to him on MTV Select.
Used to say, make your time moving.
I think that's
1, 2, 3, forget with the wicked.
I think that's when he ruined his career.
Richard Blackwood, he had a bad deal, man. He was the British Will Smith.
I think that's where his ego come out.
I feel sorry for Richard Blackwood. I think people threw him under the bus.
No, I probably would have done. When I see him out in Ibiza, I was close to throwing him under a bus.
Why?
Because he's like just cheese, mate. He's just cheese up on the stage. He's like, nah, I don't like this.
I feel sorry for him. I liked him. He was fucking awesome on MTV.
Twice as nice in San Antonio.
He was awesome. Remember MTV Select?
Yeah.
That was
awesome. That's when I liked him.
He was awesome on that. And then the Richard Blackwood show was fucking funny. He on Channel 4. Brought out a few songs. Now he's playing Donkey and Shrek.
Tumbleweed.
He's playing Donkey and Shrek on stage.
Yeah.
He's been in a few movies that Rebecca Ferdinando's been in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's Rebecca Ferdinando?
You know Rebecca Ferdinando.
Yeah, I know she is. I follow her on Twitter.
She's nice, isn't she? She's always posting pictures of her, like, body. She posted a picture the other day of her on Instagram for pretty much of her naked ass.
Yeah, by a bare bum.
Yeah. She ain't ashamed for her body.
No.
She's obviously proud of it.
Well, I don't think she'd be pitches up if she weren't proud of it.
Exactly. She should be. Anyway, back to you. Balearic Islands.
Yeah.
So, went to Mahaka.
Where?
Mahaka. We used to go away. It was a touch, because when we used to go away on holiday, it was always my birthday when we was on holiday. Yeah. So we'd always do something a little bit. We'd go out and do something, like, you know, have a proper night out. So Dad booked up this night to go and watch this acrobatic show. What this acrobatic show was, like pirates up on the stage. And everyone... it was all food.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so there was loads of tables, obviously, like, set out. It was all buffet food and stuff, so all your food was surprised. There was all ribs and chicken and beef and chips and, you know, proper sort of, like, a rustic menu. And instead of, you know, out in, like, Spain and stuff, they got sangria, is, you know, one of the biggest selling, like drinks out there. You know, whenever anyone goes to, like, the Canary Islands, Spain or whatever, it's, you've got to have a jug of sangria. Don't want to have a glass. Don't fuck about have a glass. Want to give me a jug. So at this place, they had their own version of it. It was called Pirate's Punch. Okay? And this stuff was purple. Right? It was just like, the colour of it was so purple, dark purple, it was black, yeah? And so we're sitting there, we're watching these acrobats, and they were absolutely amazing. Right? Some of the tricks and stuff were brilliant, like obviously with fire and stuff like that. And then you're familiar with the yes-no game.
Yes.
You're out. Yeah. So everyone knows the yes-no game where you're going to get asked loads of questions. You're just not allowed to say yes or no, okay? And my mum got called up onto the stage to play this yes-no game.
No.
And there was probably about 15 people got pulled up out of the crowd. Come play this. Boom, boom, boom. And they're all getting knocked out. Yeah, but it went on for a little while. But my dad was sitting, like, in front of me watching the stage. So because he's sitting in front of me watching the stage and mum's up on the stage, I've grabbed myself a glass and I'm filling it out with Pirate's Punch and I'm drinking it. And because my mum's up there for ages, I'm filling up the glass more and I'm drinking it. And Dad sitting in front of me, he's not paying any attention. I got fucking wasted, right? Quick. Yeah, really, really quick. Because I've been eating all this chicken, all this food and that as well. And I remember my mum won the yes-no game, okay? And they said, like, and he tried to catch her out at the end. He was like, right, congratulations, you've won. You've got to go and get your bottle of champagne from the bar. Do you know where the bar is? And mum was just like, pointed to the bar. She was trying to catch her out again. But yeah, she, fair play to her. Mum, she went and got a bottle of champagne. She won it. Everyone's like applauding and stuff. She come back to the table and I'm off my tits. Well, I'm absolutely fucking trashed. And the acrobats have all finished. They've all done their show. Everyone's clapped. And afterwards, everyone's getting photos and autographs from the people. So I'm going around completely fucking wasted, yeah, with a camera, taking pictures.
Disposable camera?
I think it was a disposable camera, yeah. I haven't had the pictures, like, printed out. I don't remember.
It weren't digital camera.
No. Nothing like that. I had my own camera to take, like, my own pictures. So I just bought a disposable one at the airport or whatever. And, got man taking pictures in that, and I'm talking to all the acrobats, and I'm slurring all over the place, right? And, a lot like I was at your brother's wedding. And, I just couldn't put a sentence together, and then everyone's like, right, we're going now. So it was a coach journey there. So we get on a coach, we're on our way back, and I'm absolutely trashed. So we're driving back, and we're dropping people off, all these people off at their different hotels where everyone's staying. And I was like, they pulled up at this hotel, I was like, I need to go to the toilet. So mum's like, right, quickly run off with these, we'll get the coach to wait. So I've run off the coach, and this is a really plush hotel. Shamefully, I've stopped at the entrance of this hotel and got my dick out and started pissing up the tree right at the entrance of this hotel.
And I'm just standing there.
14. I think I turned 15 when I was out there.
Okay.
Well, 15 and I turned 16, one of them two. And I started pissing up the tree, and one of the like the reps come over. He was like, no, stop. Can't do that there. So I pulled my fucking trousers up. I think I pissed a little bit more. Right? Pulled trousers up. He took me into the toilets, into the hotel. So I'm just going to the toilet, and he come in like two times to check. Like, come on, mate, we've got to go. You all right? Yeah. So we get on a coach. We're driving back to the hotel. And it was probably like only a half an hour journey, like from the Pirates place. And we're probably about 5 minutes away. I was like, mum. She's talking. Mum's talking to everyone on the coach. I'm trying to talk to everyone on the coach. I'm pissed out of my head. I'm fucking being social, aren't I? So, yeah, I'm fucking... Mum's like, oh, he's fucking trash. Like, what the fuck has happened here? How's he got drunk? I weren't drinking. They didn't see me drinking. Well, Mum did, actually. She was... Mum was up on the stage. Apparently, she said since then that she could see me filling up my glass.
Yeah, bollocks.
And,
you told her the story before.
Yeah, so, we're about 5 minutes away. And I was like, mum. She's like, oh, Billy, hang on. She's talking. Don't interrupt an adult when they're talking, yeah?
No.
It's the kids, you
especially
know.
When you're pissed.
That's the rules. Exactly, yeah? So you're like, I'm like, mum. I was like, mum, I don't feel very well. She's like, Bill. She's like, be quiet. You're going to be all right. We're going to be home. So I was like, okay. Okay, so I just sat there and I was like, I needed to go for another piss. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, mum, I still, mum. Mum, that's Stewie, yeah? Mum. And she's like, what? I was like, mum, seriously.
I'm gonna be sick.
I really don't feel well. I was like, I really don't feel well. Could we get the coach to pull over? She's like, Bill, fucking hold it. That's not asking you or advising you. I'm telling you. Right? Fucking hold it.
Yeah.
So hold it. She's like, we're gonna be back at the hotel soon. I was like, mum, I seriously can't hold this. She's like, Bill, you gotta hold it. We're gonna be back soon. Mum, I'm gonna be fucking sick. Like, my mouth's salivating. I said, like, I'm gonna fucking puke. She's like, no, you fucking won't. She's like, fucking, and then, I'm sitting at the back of the coach, yeah. Spain's quite a hilly place.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all up and down. I've puked, right, and I've, like I say, right, this Pirate's Punch was purpley black. I've been eating chicken, beef, ribs, all sorts. And I've just fucking puked everywhere, all up the seat of this fucking coach. Blech, all over this seat in front of me. It's all hit the deck, yeah? There's a lot of liquid there, okay? And this coach is driving about everywhere. it's all run down the fucking coach, all down the bottom. And all I remember is just sort of being sick and then getting off the coach, and all of my mates that I'd met out in Spain, out in Mallorca, were all sitting outside the hotel. And there was probably about a group of, like, when we all sit there, a few of them were like 13, going 14, I was 15, going 16. So they weren't drink, they didn't drink out there. I took advantage of it because I could get served, so I was getting pissed up. So that was other nights, but I remember pulling up at the hotel and getting off the coach, and my mum fucking grabbed me by the arm in front of all my mates, and she was just shouting at all of my mates. She was like, "Look, see what a fucking idiot he can be." And I got all fucking sick all around me. Yeah, the coach driver went a little bit potty at mum and dad. They had to pay 250 quid, which was in pesetas. So it was like £4.
You owe me some potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes.
Give me some potatoes.
Is it 1,000 pesetas? Was £4.
Give me some potatoes so I can mix it up with the steak and the chicken and the beef.
And it was my birthday a couple of days later. Mum had got the shop to make me a birthday cake. She got it that day. I got back, I was completely trashed, so Mum put me in bed. Woke up the next morning, there was cake all over the walls and everything.
Why?
Mum, Dad, Joe and Vicky decided to have a food fight with my birthday cake.
Said, he don't need it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what it was, they was all like, right, yeah, we'll all have a little slice. We'll all have a little slice. So, they've cut off a little slice. And then I think Mum's gone to eat it and Dad's...
put it in his face.
Hit like the paper plate and pushed the cake into her face. So Mum's like, yeah, throwing a bit at Dad. And then Dad's throwing a bit at Joe. Vicky's throwing a bit at Mum. They're all fucking throwing cake everywhere.
So the moral of that story is?
Well, you know, get drunk, just don't eat chicken, beef and ribs and shit with it. And stay away from Pirate's Punch.
And don't get drunk because it causes your family to have food fights for your cake.
Oh, that birthday cake looked pretty fucking good as well, man. I'm telling you, they'd done a proper job. It was a fucking big cake, and it was a proper cake. It was my sort of cake. I hate jam cakes with cream. Jam and cream, fuck off, yeah. I don't like Victoria Sponge. Yeah. I don't know if we've spoken about this before.
I think you might have mentioned it before somewhere.
I got a big hate for birthday cakes, especially if it's for me. It's birthday cake, and it's shit I don't like. So it's like getting a birthday present. So, what do you want? Buy me a t-shirt. And someone will buy me a t-shirt with glitter all over it. Well, okay, it's a nice thought, but I don't fucking like it. You know I don't like it. So, this one had all caramel and chocolate and cream in it. So it was quite a special cake. I still cuts deep, man, to think that I missed out on it.
The beer cake. First cut is the deepest. Baby, I know!
Yeah, so that's what I done in Mallorca. On my birthday.
Boom. And now the end is near, and so I face the final outro.
Nice. I like that song.
I need some more Bane blues.
I like that song. Want some more Bane blues?
I'm getting some Bane blues going.
We should think of some Bane blues. We'll put some on after this, and then you can write some shit down.
Take back your city. You do some backing track. I do some Bane stuff. Yeah, some Bane blues.
You mean do like just the standard blues? Yeah,
do the standard blues.
Yeah, really?
Backing track them. My name is Bane. I'm always in pain. I hate that Batman. Because he's gay. He wears the leather. He's out in the night. I'm gonna call that motherfucker out for a fight. Take back your city. My name is Bane. I'm gonna get you in a lot of pain. She's pretty fit. I wanna take one and get on her tit. The telly a ghoul. She treat you like a fool. But I don't care.
Who's at the door?
Someone's at the door. Wait.
Harry wanted to get involved. What are you saying, Harry? Speaking to the mic.
He's like, fuck you.
No, you ain't gonna say nothing, are you, boy?
Spanish, please. Spanish, please.
Okay, so that's been the end of It's Not Soccer, episode 11. I hope you've enjoyed it. Bill, stop sucking your dog off. Have you enjoyed it, Bill? Have you had fun?
I've had fun, yeah. How long have we been going for today?
Quite a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
That's 5 hours!
5 hours.
This is a fucking epic podcast. No, it's not that long. It's good. People, I hope people have enjoyed. And I think Bane Blues is going to be the next big thing.
What do you want to know there, man?
Ba-ba-na-ba-boom. Take back your city.
I'm a big fan already. Definitely.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yeah. So yeah, it's been It's Not Soccer, episode 11, part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
Boom!
Bit of a delay there, but that'll do.
I got it, I was just biting people.
You're just biting the dog's ear.
I've got a thing, what, if a dog's going to bite me, I'm going to bite him back.
Yeah, fuck him right and all.
He doesn't bite, he likes to play fight, but he's got the, you know, the upper hand when he can bite me, so I'll bite him back.
So, okie dokie. Right, hope you've enjoyed us. Hope you keep listening. If it's your first podcast that you've managed to get through, please go back and listen to the others, because they're very, very funny.
Yep.
We like to think so.
Yeah, we have a laugh.
We like to mix. This podcast has no kind of structure to it. We are literally just two guys having a laugh.
I think, though, today, especially, we've covered a lot of sports.
Well, we try to. We don't openly go out there tonight not talk about sports. We're not trying to be ironic. Do you know what I mean? We're not being like, it's a sports podcast, but I'm not talking about sports. We're not trying to be like that. We do talk about sports, but it's just happened at some episodes.
Yeah, we're talking about other shit.
Like to talk about other stuff that sort of takes over.
Yeah.
But if you like your sports stuff, you want to hear statistics and boring shit, you hear us talk about sports. Yeah. It's all fun and games. So you can tweet us at NotSoccerPod. You can tweet me at Barker Podcast, and you can tweet Billy at
Bilo66.
B-I-L-O 66. BILO66.
There we are.
And
tweet us. You know, if you've got any ideas or saying, if you've got something that you want us to discuss, bring it up. We'll talk about it. We'll give you a mention. Yeah. You know, we're always looking for something. We don't want dead air. So yeah, help us out.
Help us out, motherfucker. We got loads of stuff going on. Barker Podcast Collection is thriving with Oddcast Podcast, MovieCom, It's Not Soccer, Ask an American, Panic Stations, and Pod God Damn It. With the Pod Gods Network, it's all going fucking crazy. We've got videos up on my YouTube. We've got my new vlog, Barker Podcast in your face.
So your new what?
Vlog. Right. Video blog.
Nice.
Not half.
Not half.
That's in your face. Number one is out, which is pretty much just me chatting shit about what I'm doing. But we've also got a MovieCom, Marcus. From MovieCom, he's doing
Marcus, Die Hard. MH Web Wizard.
That's it. He's doing Die Hard in 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he even says, if you don't know Die Hard, you a damn fool.
Someone even tweeted that the other day. I was impressed. I liked
that. So there you go. And loads of videos come up. We're going to do more Oddcast video casts. We're going to do some It's Not Soccer videos soon. Don't know what, though. We could do. We're going to mix it up, do some more shit. Should be fun. But yeah, go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. If you want to follow me on the Tumblr, you click the little link that says the blog on that page. If you want to watch your videos, you click the link that says videos.
The blog.
It's not difficult. It's one of the easiest navigational systems ever created. You go to the website, you click a link for the podcast you want to listen to, or you click a link for the video, or you want to contact us, or you want to read the blog and the Tumblr, which I'm putting more effort into. It's all there.
It is.
What else can I say, Bill? I'm making it easy.
I think you've covered it all, yeah.
Making it easy for people.
So shame on you if you don't listen to Adam.
You a damn fool!
You a damn fool.
So, but this has been episode 11. We're doing really well. We are monthly. We will be back in February. February. We'll be back in February. And, make sure you check everyone out and make sure you tweet us. Have a laugh. Say, oi, even if you tweet and say, look, I listened to 10 minutes. Fine. I listened to 10 minutes and I turned off because you guys are annoying. Fine. Yeah. Feedback's good.
Yeah.
Because then we know then to abuse you in
we
future
know
episodes.
Who to block.
No, not block. Keep them on. But just abuse them in future episodes, maybe.
Yeah. If you want abuse,
Yeah.
But we can dish it out.
Billy can.
Yeah.
I'll dish it out. Billy will throw up on you like Pirate Punch, motherfucker. Yeah. All right, okay, so this has been episode 11 of It's Not Soccer. We are at the end and we are going... Oh, big tackle.
He's off.
Oh, that sounded a bit dodgy.
He's off. He should be off. Oh, ref, he's right there. Is he?
I don't even know what happened.
It's a two-footed tackle.
What's
happened? It's got to be a red. It's got to be a red.
Stoke versus Man City.
Yep.
Has he been sent off or is he just injured? No, he's injured. Nothing.
That should be a red card.
Bill, it's an anticlimax.
I can't believe that. Look at that. A minute into the second half. That's why he hasn't sent him off. He's United all over. Look at that. He's watched it. He's seen it. Look. And he's not even reacted. That's a red card, blatant. I'll tell you what. Nothing is... Oh, I couldn't be more sure of anything ever.
Nothing is sacred in this world.
Whelan, you, mate, are fucking lucky. You are fucking lucky. And I tell you, even he is.
Bill?
The City player. Are we signing out?
Any last
words? We are signing out. Howard Webb, that jersey is black, but we know underneath where it's red.
A bit dark.
That ain't dark at all, man. You know he's a United
racist,
fan.
Racist undertones, eh?
Yeah.
See you later. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Mewes is going to tell you about the Unsocial Network.
The Unsocial Network is a group of high school friends who are now in their early 30s and have finally decided to follow their dreams of making people laugh or grossing them out. Join your host Chris and his revolving cast of not-so-ready-for-internet podcasters, Ben, Pete, Matt, Coltrane, Sarah, as they talk unedited and uncensored about all the important things in life. Pop culture, current events, and giving their unique take on the latest
pop
viral videos.
Pop and poop culture are covered?
Yes. We'll want to chime in on a topic we were talking about. Play a game with us like Back to the Future trivia, 80s pop culture trivia, or participate in a game of Would You Rather or What If? Well, then join us through Skype. You can download, subscribe, and rate our podcast on iTunes or email us at the Unsocial Network at hotmail.com.